Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Corner. Yay!
Yay!
This is episode 58, and today we're going to be talking about something everyone struggles with once in a while, measuring brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you start? What do you do? How do you get tangible? So let's start with a little bit of context here. So Jen, why are we talking about this topic today?
Because I'm working on it right now at work.
Oh, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. But I think this is something we come up against a lot.
Yeah.
Is brand awareness is one of those things that we all know is important, but when you're measuring things,
yes,
maybe it doesn't seem that important. And we also have the extra question mark around where is brand awareness and demand gen? What is the divide?
Yeah.
So,
and just for simplicity and context for people here, when we talk brand awareness, we refer to the fact that people's simple knowledge of just like knowing your business exists.
Yes.
That's brand awareness.
Yeah.
That's our definition, right?
Yeah. So I like to envision it like an onion graph.
Yeah.
So you have on the outer layer is brand awareness. Do my parents know what my company does?
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the measure. And then you have demand gen is the next layer where it's the right ICP, the people who are likely to become customers and the people you really want to educate. And then you have the kind of lead capture.
Yes.
In the center.
Yes.
So how do you make that outer layer, that onion, tangible?
Yeah, exactly. And like, exactly. Because like, it doesn't really help that people know you exist. They need to know what you can do and what you offer, essentially. Right. Okay, cool. Do you do brand awareness at Unmundo to some extent? Like,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I'm in my kind of budget/resources split. I would say it's like 40% to 30%.
Okay. Cool.
Demand gen branding.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And the reason for that is we are going up against household names.
Okay.
We have this kind of saying, like, no one ever got fired for choosing IBM, right? Yeah, you've heard that before.
Yeah, maybe.
So we have to build that brand, and that takes a lot of investment in both branding, then, of course, the man gen.
Gotcha.
But we need people to know who we are and what we do. So,
okay.
Yes. How about yourself?
With clients, definitely. Like, we do actually more than I would imagine. Like, it's kind of funny because, like, I thought when we were going into this year, especially last half year with crises happening and all that stuff, I thought we'd be doing a lot less demand gen and brand awareness stuff in general, but there's been quite a lot, like not just from the big brands, also from scale-ups and stuff like that. So yeah, and I kind of enjoy it, don't get me wrong. It's a bit more like you get to flex more marketing muscle, I feel like. Creativity has a bit
more
free reign. Yeah,
definitely. I think it's one of those things where everyone loves brand awareness until there's a financial crunch.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, we just want lead capture.
Exactly.
You know, just want lead capture. And you're like, no, the lead capture is fueled by brand awareness.
And that's always how it ends, right? But it actually, for me, that hasn't been that bad. But I haven't been on the inside, right? So
So
maybe there's been some discussions on that inside. But a lot of companies were still doing the good stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of companies who love to see their name in the Financial Times.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to, you know, driving business, that's the first thing they're going to cut.
Yeah.
So with my team, I was looking at some of the metrics that we can use to measure whether or not our brand awareness is effective, because you have kind of two other layers that are much more directly tied to revenue.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that your CRM system tends to pick up, right? They can tell what you Googled. They can tell what pages you clicked on.
Google Ads is your main source of revenue, at least according to attribution software, right?
Yeah. And then when you look at it,
or like
it's probably a branded search.
Probably something different.
Yeah. And that's, so that kind of plays into that. So I have some core metrics that I look at. Shall I share those?
Let's take them one by one. I have a few as well, right? So
let's
combine. So let's start with the first one you already mentioned.
Yeah. So exactly. Brand searches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just for people who don't know, if people search for your brand on Google, that's a branded search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the question is, how did they know about your brand?
Yeah. And the simple way of measuring brand awareness in this case is just saying, like, is this number going up or down?
Yes.
If this number is going up and you consequently or like adequately invested in brand awareness at the same time frame or over a period of time, you can at least attest that some of this originates from that investment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Another kind of tool that you can also use is Google Trends.
Yes.
So that's one of the things we looked at. You know, what is a Google trend for Unmundo? And we've seen a 367% increase in people Googling Unmundo in a year.
Yes. Perfect.
So something's working.
I don't use this that much these days, but I used to use it a lot back when my Trustpilot days many years ago. It's actually social listening. Social listening tools. Those can be quite expensive, which is hence why I haven't used it that much lately. But But those are actually, I always found that pretty interesting. So, and what social listening tools just help you, how many like people mention you on Twitter or X.
X.
Oh, sorry about that. Or threats now, or Clubhouse, or, you know, Facebook or whatever. So social mentions, essentially reach of those mentions. Sentiment score is people talking positively, negatively about you. It's not really, it's an added benefit, but something. And sometimes people also look at NPS, right? So how likely people are to recommend your product. So some of those things can add into it, but I think social listening in general and measuring if you're being mentioned or not is a good indicator of brain awareness in general.
Yeah, I would agree. And I would also tie maybe followers, right? And a lot of times we tie that into a vanity metric, but if people are willing to follow you, clearly you're saying something they find interesting.
Yeah. The next one I have on my list here is change in direct traffic. It's actually something, full credit to Alice at Cognizant, the CMO there. They started doing demand generation a few years ago now. And when initially she couldn't really figure out how to measure it. So she said, okay, if our increase in direct traffic correlates with my investment, then I think that's due to my investment here. And that suddenly did, like, in the beginning, she was like, is this going to work? And then she, like, hey, we increased that. I can't remember. We invested 2%, and then suddenly direct traffic increased 2% or something similar for the same time period. And she was like, okay, what happens if we do this 10%? And then it's also changed 10%. So I always make the joke that direct traffic can be, like, all this trash can of marketing, because, like, it's like you don't really fucking know what's going on, but it's not bad, but it's not great either.
Yeah.
But here, that's actually the first time I'm like, hey, that makes sense. So that's also what I do now when I try to measure brand awareness. It's like, for the same time period, I try to say, okay, your investment, does that correlate when you're increasing direct traffic?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's something, because again, it goes into why would someone type that into their...
Yeah, nobody just writes on Momondo.com, right?
No, like, exactly. Really, unless they're looking for Momondo, the travel agency, in which case...
Oh, God, does that happen?
Yeah, we always say, are you the travel guys?
Yeah. Oh. I like, it's so funny, like at Templify, people can never spell Templify. So we had like back in the day with Google Ads, where you really had to be specific on like misspellings. Oh, God. We
did
had like
you,
100 different variations.
Yeah. I also bid on misspellings.
We had to bid on all the misspellings. It was awful. My God. Yeah.
And this is one that I think is really, really important and tends to get overlooked, is I like to look at sales velocity.
Yes, I love that. Thank you. That was next on my list too. Great.
I'm taking it away from you, man.
Take it.
I'm jumping on it.
Love it.
Because this, I think, we look sometimes at inbound, right? We look at inbound sales velocity, but actually let's look at outbound.
Oh, one sec. For the people who don't know, what's sales velocity?
Excuse me. How quickly deals are closing.
Yes, exactly.
So you tend to see in a benchmark an inbound deal is going to close faster because they're already shopping, they're looking for you, they reached out to you.
Yeah.
But what is, I think, a really good measure of brand awareness is, are the outbound deals closing faster?
Yes.
And if you've ever been a BDR or a telemarket or anything, when you call someone and it's a cold call and they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of you. That
and
call is so much easier.
That's
to
so much better. So, and that's it. That's you need data and you need a certain size for this to be remotely
correct
and remotely trackable.
Yeah.
Like if you're a 5-man startup, 10-man startup, I don't think you can track this. Like, it's very, very hard. But you guys, how many people are you these days?
88,
right? You're getting to the size
where... have a business intelligence.
And you have a huge business, but you also have, like, a bunch of BDRs and a bunch of sales reps. You have and you have a long sales process, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's not something you can track on a day-to-day basis either.
No.
This is something you track over 6 months. Or
quite a quarterly we look in.
You can do quarterly, but that's even pushing it, right?
Yeah.
Because you could, if you launch something, like, let's say you launch something 1st of October, I think you're lucky to say that you can measure it by the 1st of January, like in terms of sales velocity impact. It's possible, it's not always happening.
I think that's the nature of brand awareness. Like,
Think
of a PR article.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if someone reads a PR article, everyone wants to see their name in the media, but when it comes to tracking, you know, you can't put a tracking link in it, you can't attribute it.
No.
So I think it can be relatively fast. Again, we have a team of people making 100 calls a day.
Yeah.
So if those calls can be linked to someone saying, oh, yes, I've heard of you. And that's something we ask the BDRs also to ask if it comes in naturally.
Yeah.
You know, hey, can I ask how you've heard of us or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
But one of the downsides or one of the challenges is this is not necessarily natively built into a HubSpot or a CRM system. So that's something that luckily we have the resources where I can say, hey, guys, can you pull this data so that I can see have outbound deals close faster because we've been investing in brand.
Makes sense. Yeah. And I think that's important. But my point is like, what's your sales cycle, right? Like, it's pretty long, right?
It depends on the deal size. Depends, right? So it's a month to 18 months.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's my point. Like, if you have, if you have a deal that's going to take 18 months, like 3 months down the line, we won't know how much the impact is on that deal specifically yet.
Right. So
the 3 months, yes, you can see some results, but I think, like, to be honest, like, the true results, when you really can tell, start like 6 months plus.
You need a lot of them. Is there a change?
Like, because you need a lot of data.
Yeah. Because when you do, for example, a PR article, a PR push, you don't have control over who sees it.
Exactly.
So you don't know if the right person in this target list that the BDR is about to reach out to has seen it. You hope.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. I think that ties into my next one on this list. And that's, I think that's pretty, it's not, again, this is not, like, a lot of these metrics we're talking, I think sales velocity is probably the closest one, and maybe the correlation with direct traffic is the closest one to something you, it's a bit more tangible, like, at least for me. But this one, like, social listening is a little bit, like, it's important, but it can be a lot of things. It can also be negative, right?
Yeah.
So it can be a lot going on. And then, like, sometimes social listening for a scale up of 50 people, there's no social listening to be done.
Right? No.
But anyways, my next one would be tracking backlinks.
Mm.
So in case people, I don't know, if you're listening to this and don't know backlinks, I don't know. But here it is, just for you anyways. Links to your site from other domains. Mm. That's a backlink. There you go. SEO tip 101. Anyways, getting more of those is great. but typically, I'm on fire. But typically, when it comes to backlinks, like, the more you get talked about in the media, you generate a backlink. Not all of them generate backlinks, but some of them do. And the more backlinks you get over a period where you've been investing in brand awareness, typically, like, that, there's a correlation there.
Yep.
So if you're increasing in backlinks and you're investing more in brand awareness, you can sometimes tie those together.
Would you put that, though, just to play devil's advocate, would you put that in demand gen or branding? Because if you're getting links on, like, relevant websites, for example, would you...
If it's relevant websites, I would put it a lot more under demand gen. If it's not relevant, I would probably put it on more under branding.
Yeah, makes sense.
Cool. But to be honest, I haven't made that distinction.
Yeah, it's a gray area. And that's when I come up with, like, budgets and stuff, and Bless and my team are like, is this demand gen? And I'm like,
just... I think it's one of those, like, I haven't had a case where it was relevant to go that deep.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're going super deep. Mm-hmm. Like, and what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe someone tell me in the comments or Slack me after and tell me, hey, Casper, you're an idiot. But I haven't had a case where this was, like, relevant.
Yeah. I think for me, it's only somewhat relevant when it comes to budget distribution in future, right? So you kind of like, okay. So I did, there was a point when I was in charge of, like, the Google account, say, for Anamondo, I was like, these are branded search terms. These are direct demand gen search terms.
Yeah.
And then I can look at my budget and how I allocate and things like that. And I know there's a big debate about bidding on your own brand. Do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Just do it.
But that's a different podcast episode.
Maybe. Yeah.
We finally agree on something like that. So
hey, cool. I think we would agree on most of these.
Me too.
Me too. It's not that bad. Do you have more on your list? Okay, do you have a hard time?
I have the list that you're looking at, so I can. One thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, it's on your list, and I've seen it mentioned other places, is brand recall.
Yeah. Brand surveys.
Yeah, like a brand recall survey. Yeah, exactly. Because I know that this is a function that they had in Facebook ads. I don't know if they necessarily have it on the other platforms.
You can do recall studies on LinkedIn, but you have to have an account manager help you do it.
Got it.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And you have to have a certain level of spend.
And is that a good use of time?
No fucking way.
Thank you. We are two for two on agreeing here. Yeah, this is great.
And we, like, when we released I got a message. I'm not going to say who, but I got a message from someone we released one of the episodes about toxic leadership.
Yeah.
And I got a message. It was like, thank you so much for transparency. I love it. It's super cool. I was like, yeah, we're going to spit the truth here. So if you're investing in this brand recall service, most of the time, you're probably just wasting your money.
Unless you're Coca-Cola.
Unless you're, like, Apple. Even in that case, like...
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? But
we're Coca-Cola, bitch.
Yeah. So...
I'm Rick James.
But if you're smaller than Coca-Cola or IKEA or whatever...
I just think that's a waste of time. And I remember maybe it was my LinkedIn account manager a couple of years ago, like, no, you should really look into this. And I was like...
Yeah, of course, because it costs money.
Yeah, it costs money.
Money
So that's my hot take on the brand recall surveys.
No, but I think it's fine, but it's just like,
Other things you could be using your money and time on.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. We covered this a bit, but just like to have, I think InterService is separate column, like it's earned media coverage, like it's just like PR mentions. Mm. So specifically PR mentions, right? So that goes to social selling, like social, not social selling, sorry. Social listening is like when people mention you on Threads, Twitter. Earned media is when Burson or Forbes or something writes a piece on their own or pushed by you a bit, maybe a little bit, about you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also some, like, that's a lot of brand awareness, a big part of brand awareness plays typically, right?
Yep. But, and if you use a PR agency, as we do, you get like a report of how many impressions, how many engagements, like they can kind of, I don't know if it's true, I don't know what tools they use, but it gives you an idea of at least the reach.
Yes.
Now, tying that to revenue, very difficult to
do. Yep. We're not even going to that.
We're not going to entertain it. And if you're making your team tie this stuff to revenue, stop it.
Yeah. Stop. That's why, like, sales velocity is such a big one for me there. Like, that's, and overall, I think, like generally speaking, you want to tie as much of it to weighted pipeline. We always talk about this, right? Like, tying it to revenue in that sense. But if your pipeline is increasing because of the activities you do over a long period of time, then you can somewhat attribute a lot of it to you doing the right things.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's how you need to look at this stuff.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, a lot of marketers out there, a lot of our listeners, I know you probably get told when times are tough, shut out the fluff, cut out the fluff.
Yep.
I would almost double down on the fluff because everyone else is shutting down on the
fluff. Totally agree.
Yeah.
When everybody cuts, you double down.
You double down because totally then you are the only voice in the room, and then that helps. What else you got?
You can also just, like, in your Google Analytics, if you just still use that, you can look at the stuff like referral traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start to get more and more referral traffic, that's directly correlated to some of the other stuff we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
If you have earned media or if you have backlinks, then you get actual clicks to your site from those, you get some referral traffic, boom. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's more brand awareness.
Yeah.
And it's also something to measure. The more your stuff you get of this, positive.
Mm-hmm.
Again, is it one of those things where, like, we got a lot of referral traffic and we're not getting any revenue? Okay, cool. It's not really worth it. But at the end of the day, it's one of those. I think the stuff we're covering in this episode is a mixture of a lot of things.
Yes.
Like, you cannot measure brand awareness just based on one metric. You can, but it's not going to be successful. Mm-hmm. You need to figure out which are the ones that are most relevant to you. As an example, the social listening, that's not relevant when you're 50 people.
Yeah.
That might be relevant when you're like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, fuck me. I can tell you, Dave, from experience, they invest a lot in social listening.
Yeah.
But should Anamando invest a lot in social listening? Probably not.
Unless you're like embroiled in some scandal, then
exactly. Not. Then it's maybe worth the time.
Yeah. So. But I think, you're absolutely right. We're painting a picture of what's working. And I can give you examples of times where, you know, I've had my boss in previous companies who are like, hey, nothing is coming through LinkedIn. Turn off LinkedIn. Turn up Google Ads because Google Ads is your number one driver of deals. Yeah. But when you look at it, the number one search term was a branded search term.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if you turn down one thing, it's going to impact over here. And
one of the things, I saw this even before we made Sparkforce, the agency here, but it's like, is that there's a tendency for agencies to take credit for branded searches, especially if they're Google Ads or paid search. And it's awful. It pisses me off every time.
Yeah.
You got to split that shit.
Yeah.
You got to say, hey, guys, here's the congratulations on the 100 conversions. The 50 of them came from branded search. Here's the other 50 that we fucking did.
Yeah. We didn't do the branded search.
The branded search, we can't really take credit. We just set it up for you guys. It's cool, but good job for you guys in creating a lot of brand. But here's what we did.
And, you know, maybe we can dip into this a little bit because it is, for some reason, still a debate in the marketing community whether you bid on your own brand.
I think you should just do it. Like, I always like to
100%.
Do it. More presence, more space, the better.
And the thing I tell them is your competitors are bidding on you.
Yeah.
Like,
especially once that starts happening.
Yeah.
Like,
and that also could be a brand awareness.
Yeah.
That's one thing I noticed when I Google Anamando. All of a sudden, there's a hell of a lot of our competitors suddenly bidding on Anamando, which in a way, you're like, I'm a threat.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
I remember once we started getting competitors bidding on us in Templar, I was like, great, guys. Got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, right?
We did it. We did it, everyone.
Got to piss a few people off. Yeah. We did it, right?
So
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, I would definitely bid on your brand because other people are.
Yeah, other people are. And it's like, you beat them. Like, it's way cheaper anyways. Is it going to cost you a bit of money? Yes. Could you probably live without it? In some cases, you could. But why risk it?
Yeah, why risk it? Cool. So, as we wrap up,
yeah,
look at the big picture.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different metrics. Take the ones that matter to you and try to set it up. Like, you will never get the full picture, but this will at least get you closer to evaluating if brand awareness is a thing you need to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
That's
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.
Turned out to be fun. Who knew?
Yeah, it was great.
Who knew metrics can be so fun?
Yeah.
We did.